Our readings today have a very Advent theme to them, especially, you know, our Alleluia verse that we just heard proclaimed, stay awake and be ready, for you do not know the hour when the Lord will come. Very much Advent themed. This look at this second coming, that the Lord is coming. He has come, which is what we celebrate, obviously, at Christmas and part of the Advent preparation. But the other part of that preparation of the Advent season is this preparation for him coming again. And so then it poses this question on us, are we going to be ready? Stay awake and be ready, for you do not know the hour. This prayer, find us ready, Lord. This desire that we would be ready when the Lord comes. And yet today's scripture, as we're leading towards the end of ordinary time to enter into that Advent season, that focus on preparation, today's scripture challenges us not just to be ready, but to go out and meet him. This reality that we would be so prepared to enter into a relationship with the bridegroom, with Christ, that we would actually go out to meet him. St. Paul speaks of that in the second reading. The parable in the gospel speaks to that. And so we too ask and reflect on that virtue of prudence, that wisdom that prepares us. Now, when we hear preparation, being ready, when we think that's what prudence is, I think we miss the mark just a little bit. And so I wanted to share a quote. This is from Joseph Pieper, kind of a modern-day theologian and philosopher. He says, prudence as a virtue has nothing to do with the attitude of undue caution. It's not about worrying. It's not about being cautious. It's not prepared in that sense. He says, prudence is the quality of clear-sightedness. The prudent person approaches each decision with his eyes open, in the full light of knowledge and faith. I think this is important for us to hear this definition of wisdom, of prudence, that it's clear-sightedness. What separates the foolish virgins from the wise virgins in that parable? It's clear-sightedness. They're not worrying. They're just saying there's this need to be ready, not just to be surprised by the coming of the bridegroom, but to go out and meet him, to enter into this celebration. This is a really important thing for us to reflect on, because then it's posed to us, how am I preparing? How am I entering into and growing in a wisdom and a clear-sightedness? Because we live in a world that has a lot of things that would cloud our vision. It's hard to have eyes wide open in today's world, because there are a lot of things that make us just want to shut down or blow up. But for us to have wisdom, that we are called to develop this virtue of prudence, where we would have clear sight of where our focus should be. At the 5 p.m. Mass, we had a baptism. We brought in little Jim Utwin, newest member of our church. Possible around the world someone has already been baptized since then, so she was the newest member of our church. But it was this great celebration in light of these readings, because baptism, there's a special part in it that I want to share with all of us to remind us. So I've got the rite for baptism of children. And within a baptism, for anyone who has seen one since your own baptism, because you probably don't remember what that was like if you were an infant, if you have been to a baptism, you know, after the actual baptism, there are what we call the explanatory rites, four specific parts of the baptism that explain further what just happened and what we can expect as a baptized person in the faith, in a relationship with our God. And one of those explanatory rites is the baptismal candle. And that candle is lit off of the Easter candle, this image of Christ who has come into the darkness. And our baptismal candles are lit off of Christ's light. And so it is symbolic of that light being poured into us then as beloved sons and daughters, that our souls have been marked by our baptisms, into that relationship. And it is said, receive the light of Christ. And then the prayer that accompanies it, its instruction to the parents and godparents, says, this light is entrusted to you to be kept burning brightly, so that your child, enlightened by Christ, may walk always as a child of the light, and persevering in the faith, may run to meet the Lord when he comes with all the saints in the heavenly court. Again, that imagery that we aren't just being surprised by Christ present and coming to us, but we are actually active in running towards him. Each one of us as a baptized Christian has that light of Christ and is therefore called to use that in wisdom, to clearly see that Christ is not only coming, he's present to us. Are we running out to meet him? Are we active in letting this light shine in a world that needs this light? It's important for us to ask that question, because we are called to do that. We are called to share that light. And sometimes it's very tough. There are a lot of things that cause a flame to be blown out or to be hidden or to be hard to see. But I think we should turn to our psalm. There's this beautiful expression in today's psalm. I gaze on you in the sanctuary, Lord, to see your power and your glory. The psalmist is referring to the holy place where God dwells in the temple, the Holy of Holies. And he's saying, I focus on that. I focus on your presence among us. What a powerful reminder to us, because we literally have Christ present in this sanctuary. During Mass, when we come and we partake in the liturgy of the Eucharist, when we enter into this sacrificial reality, we literally have Jesus present to us in this sanctuary. And all times of the day, we can come in here and he is present in this sanctuary. How often do we focus on that? How often do we let that presence transform us and prepare us to be able to not just recognize him when he comes to us, but to run out and meet him, to expect him with such a great expectation that we are actively pursuing his presence. Because the incarnational reality that our God became man and is present in every one of our human experiences, we believe that. But if we don't take the time to gaze on that reality, if we don't take the time to let that reality of Christ's presence here in this sanctuary transform and help us to grow in clear-sightedness and wisdom, if we don't take the time to focus and open our eyes to the reality of his presence in our lives, then it's going to be even harder for us to recognize it out there. Each one of us is destined for that relationship, to be in that celebration, that great wedding feast. What are we doing to prepare so that we are able to go with this light, the light of Christ, that we are able to go out and meet the Lord with all the communion of saints when he comes? What are we doing to be able to see clearly when he comes in our everyday experiences so that we don't miss him present in them? So that whether it's a joyful experience or a sorrowful experience, whether it's stress or whether it's celebration, that we would be able to see Christ present and go out and meet him in that experience. Receive the light of Christ. What do we need to do so that we are with those wise virgins, preparing and going out to meet the light of Christ?